A round of Super Fight with a Twist. Now, this is a board game, a party game, where you start with an entity that is a person or a thing, and then you get traits added, and then you debate who would win in that fight.
Yeah.
I'm sure the way we do it is not the way the actual game is, but that's how we do it. But we wanted to add the methodology that we talked about yesterday, where a woman with marital advice said, anytime there's an argument, one person can say switch in their relationship. And then if you were arguing because you wanted another dog and the significant other didn't, now you don't want another dog and you have to try to argue the points why you shouldn't get another dog, as an example.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd give it a try. Now, Steve, who do you want to be teamed with? We have to give you a teammate you want so you don't get fussy.
Kelly.
Okay. Is that because you'd rather be on our team than fight with her?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that, Kelly?
I feel good about it. I would be annoying.
In this particular game, I would be honored by that.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm annoying as hell to fight with.
Maitland?
I switch in the middle without you having to say switch.
Yeah.
Fact. There have been a number of times in this game where we've said, you're arguing for the other team.
I know. I yelled at Steve after he picked the right fight that I was against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I ruled in your favor and you were mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter the subject. We never know what team you're on any given day. Yeah.
Me neither.
All right.
Glad to be your teammate.
So, Maitland, you and Hot Wings, would you pick the number 1 through 5? I have 5 cards that will give you your identity to start, and then I will draw one for you. 1 being on this side, 5 over here.
Okay. 3.
Your person is a samurai.
Ooh. Okay. That's a nice start. Tough. Okay, that's a nice
Kelly
start,
and Steve.
A samurai.
Steve,
yeah.
Pick 1 through 4.
2. Is that okay, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, that's okay, perfect. Thank you. I like the number 2 a lot.
I hope you got me. So it's
so
a samurai.
Like you versus free beer.
Me.
Okay, all right. I like the way this is starting. Because I was going to say it'd be funny if you got something like a sponge.
You also
but you got free beer, so that's a,
yeah.
A little worse than a sponge. At least the sponge has a purpose.
Okay, so we start with a samurai and
you didn't
start
get
with free beer.
Pterodactyl, redneck, or soccer mom.
Honestly, I think you could take all 3 of those down. So we're strong start with free beer.
Thank you. They just happen to get samurai, which is a real problem.
Hey, their samurai could be armless.
All right, Maitland, are you ready for your first trait?
Could be.
Of your samurai?
Ready.
He's a hypnotist. He or she.
Oh, wow.
Samurais were always boys, right?
Yes.
Samurai is a hypnotist. All right. And your first trait for me, you guys got me on this game, is I'm 3 stories tall.
Okay, you're really
Hell
tall.
Yeah.
Finally, that's high enough that my BMI would not be obese.
You can finally dunk.
Maybe.
You're 35 feet tall and you couldn't dunk on a 10-foot rim.
Also, there were female samurai.
There were?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I've seen Mulan. Also, I
That's enough
it.
For me.
I Googled it. I really
All right.
Are you sure they weren't called sandwich rye?
Yeah, the lady sandwich makers.
Yeah. All right. Hot Wings and Maitland, you have a samurai who's a hypnotist.
Okay, those are good.
And they also, have no bones.
Damn it. You're a puddle.
A boneless samurai. Oh, man. Ooh. Thank God for the hypnotism.
All right.
That's kind of a wash.
Now, Kelly and Steve, you have me, and I'm 3 stories tall, and your next trait is... I'm riding a hoverboard.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a big hoverboard.
So who is winning so far?
I feel like this is easy.
Me too.
Why?
Well, we're going up against a paralyzed samurai who can hypnotize us, but they would have to be able to keep us in one spot long enough. And we're 3 stories tall on a hoverboard. And we're you. All you have to do is take your glasses off. There's no way they're looking at our eyes.
You know I can't focus on a swinging watch if there's anything sparkly or electronic nearby.
And they can't even hold the watch because they got no bones.
That's it.
Boom.
Everything I've learned about hypnotism comes from movies, and they always have to hold that watch.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
All right, puddle.
There are many ways to hypnotize a person. We've seen it done with our own eyes before, where it's just voice commands alone.
Mm-hmm.
And... yes, free beer gets distracted, but nothing would be more distracting to free beer than a boneless samurai in armor on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Who needs bones when you have armor? You just stuff yourself in there and move
about.
That's
the wildest thing I've ever seen. This is a man who spends hours a day looking at sea anemones do nothing. who looks at fish who he can't see because they hide.
Yeah.
Well, they're hiding. You know a boneless samurai is going to get his attention long enough to be hypnotized.
Mm-hmm. But he's 3 stories tall.
Yeah.
You'd be so tiny in comparison, and you're not moving.
Yeah, can you get hypnotized by an ant, Hot Wings?
Yeah, you're not moving.
Could I? Yes.
All right.
And also, that ratio was wildly wrong.
Mm. Well.
Yes. 30 to 1 is way different than like 300,000 to 1. Mm.
That's going to be the difference. Mm-hmm. All right, next trait. Oh, your samurai hypnotist with no bones is also bionic. I don't know how that helps.
Mm. Well, no, it helps a lot because suddenly with bionics, haven't you ever seen the $6 million man? They replaced his bones with metal.
I think it's time
we now have bones again. We're bionic.
Your next trait is?
Steal one attribute from the opponent.
Oh. No bones.
No, but it's our turn to steal. We get to steal
from right, you. So you steal that one from us.
They're going to steal no bones?
Yeah, steal our bonelessness.
No, which one do you want?
But we have to switch at some point, so we should steal the no bones and then switch.
Yeah, but that's in the future. That's future us's problem.
Then.
You can steal hypnotist, has no bones, or bionic.
Well, I'm thinking future fight, but Steve's not. So Steve, you pick.
3, 2, 1.
Hypnotist.
They take hypnotist. Okay. Now you have a boneless samurai who's bionic. Steve and Kelly have me, 3 stories tall, riding a hoverboard and a hypnotist. The trait to replace the one stolen is, oh, your samurai is carrying a baby.
Like... pregnant or like holding physically it and holding it's non-armed.
Unclear.
Okay.
Carrying
so it is a lady
baby.
Samurai then.
It must be.
All right. So we're not sure if the baby is being carried externally or internally.
True.
All right. In our bionic boneless samurai.
All right. Final arguments. Switch. Steve and Kelly. Okay. You have a samurai with no bones who's bionic and carrying a baby against Hot Wings and Maitland, who have me, 3 stories tall, riding a hoverboard and a hypnotist. Hot Wings and Maitland, make your last plea.
Okay, so we are them now?
Yep.
Okay, so, Free Beer, a 3 stories tall Free Beer riding a hoverboard who can hypnotize. Holy cow, you can't top that. Free Beer is a pretty quick thinker. Even though he does some pretty crazy things sometimes, he's quick on his feet, and he'll say, what? Boneless bionic samurai carrying a baby, that's useless, and I will step on them because I'm a clumsy pervert.
And he's fast at it because he's on a hoverboard.
Boy, this did not, yeah. This went, you know, terrible crazy? For one of us.
Speaking of perverts, samurais hate perverts, and we're bionic, and because you're on a hoverboard and he's a clumsy pervert, we could just shove him right off of that thing, and at 30 feet tall, right to the ground, dead.
Earthquake.
Especially, oh, an earthquake would be real bad for him, though, because he would cause the earthquake at that place, and the earth would separate.
Earth would fissure. Right
where he is, yeah, and you'd fall right into the crack.
Snow.
It'd be terrible.
A fat pervert?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're
who's
pregnant.
Clumsy?
Yeah, and we're pregnant.
But Free Beer is large, so if you caused him to fall off of his hoverboard, he will fall on you.
But we'd push the right way. Steve's a smart guy. He would know the way to push.
Yeah, we know the trajectory and stuff.
Yeah, he's cut down trees, I bet.
But Free Beer's body doesn't understand normal people's physics.
Well, just because Free Beer is riding a hoverboard doesn't mean he's good at riding a hoverboard. I feel like you'd be very bad at that.
He'd bash his shins on a bridge or something.
Oh, yeah, like I hit a picnic table. So mad at that bridge.
The problem is he'll just hypnotize you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll teach
closed.
You to eat your own baby.
Text from
and
the 786.
You'll die of sadness.
The bionics can block the hypnotism.
Yeah. Everybody knows Free Beer's weakness is water, and that puddle of samurai is going to be plus 10 automatically.
We're pushing you in the ocean. You're drowning right away. We win. Also, I feel like part of samurai training is to not be able to be hypnotized, right?
Why would they have done that?
I don't think that's part of their training at all.
Samurai.
You think that was the number one plague of samurais in the feudal period?
I think it's part of it. It's, you know, mind strength.
Hey, yeah, why'd being you give a samurai, away all your hey? Me no know.
Being a samurai is like 99% mental.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm winning this.
Yeah.
As the tall pervert that I am. So suck it, samurai. I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Didn't work out for one of us, that's for sure.